edge of the open trapdoor onto the leads. Carcer wouldn't fall for the old helmet-on-stick trick, not with just one shot available. He'd just have to risk it. Vimes thrust his head up, turned it quickly, ducked out of sight for a moment, and then came through the opening in a rush. He rolled clumsily when he hit the leads and rose into a crouch. There was no one else there. He was still alive. He breathed out. A sloping, gabled roof rose up beside him. Vimes crept along, wedged himself against a chimney stack peppered with splinters of wood, and glanced up at the tower. The sky above it was livid blue-black. Storms picked up a lot of personality as they rolled across the plains, and this one looked like a record-breaker. But brilliant sunlight picked out the Tower of Art, and at the top, the tiny dots of Buggy's frantic signal. Oh. 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 Officer in trouble. A brother is hurting. Vimes spun round. There was no one creeping up on him. He eased himself around the chimneys, and there, tucked between another couple of stacks and out of sight of everyone except Vimes and the celestial Buggy, was Carcer. He was taking aim. Vimes turned his head to spot the target. 50 yards away, Carrot was picking his way across the top of the university's high-energy magic building. The bloody fool was never any good at concealment. Though he ducked and crept, and against all logic that made him look more noticeable. He didn't understand the art of thinking himself invisible. And there he was, furtively schlepping through the debris on the roof and looking as visible as a big duck in a small bathtub. And he'd come up without backup. The fool. Carcer was aiming carefully. The roof of the HEM was a maze of abandoned equipment, and Carrot was moving along behind the raised platform that held the huge bronze spheres known throughout the city as the Wizard's Balls, which discharged surplus magic if, or more usually when, experiments in the hall below fouled up. Carrot, screened by all that, was not making a good target. Vimes raised his crossbow. Thunder rolled. It was the roll of a giant iron cube down the stairways of the gods, a crackling, thudding crash that tore the sky in half and shook the building. Carcer glanced up and saw Vimes.
"What you doing, mister?"
Buggy didn't budge from the telescope. A crowbar wouldn't have separated them at this point.
"Shut up, you daft cobbies," he muttered.
Both men below had fired, and both men had missed because they were trying to fire and dodge at the same time. Something hard prodded Buggy's shoulder.
"What's happening, mister?"
said the insistent voice. He turned. There were a dozen bedraggled ravens behind him, looking like old men in ill-fitting black cloaks. They were the Tower of Art birds. Hundreds of generations of living in a highly charged magical environment had raised the intelligence level of what had been bright creatures to begin with. But although the ravens were intelligent, these weren't hugely clever. They just had a more persistent kind of stupidity, as befitted birds for whom the exciting panorama of the city below was a kind of daytime TV.
"Push off!"
shouted Buggy, and turned back to the telescope. There was Carcer running, and Vimes running after him, and here came the hail. It turned the world white. It thudded around him and made his helmet ring. Hailstones as big as his head bounced on the stone and hit Buggy from underneath, cursing and shielding his face with his arms and hammered all the time by shattering crystal balls, each one predicting a future of pain. He skidded and slid across the rolling ice. He reached an ivy-hung arch between two lesser turrets, where the heron had already taken refuge, and fell inside. Frozen shrapnel still ricocheted in and stung him, but at least he could see and breathe. A beak prodded him sharply in the back.
"What's happening now, mister?"
Carcer landed heavily on the arch between the student hall and the main buildings, almost lost his footing on the tiles and hesitated. An arrow from a watchman below grazed his leg. Vimes dropped down behind him just as the hail hit. Cursing and slipping, one man followed the other across the arch. Carcer reached a mass of ivy that led up onto the roof of the library and scrambled up it, scattering ice below. Vimes grabbed the ivy just as Carcer disappeared onto the flat roof. He looked around at a crash behind him and saw Carrot trying to make his way along the wall from the high-energy magic building. The hail was forming a halo of ice fragments around him.
"Stay there!" Vimes bellowed.
Carrot's reply was lost in